This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Top congressional leaders are nearing agreement on a long-delayed COVID-19 relief package. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
After a night of meetings, optimism from the Senate's leaders.
We made major headway toward hammering out a targeted pandemic relief package.
The finish line is in sight.
On a roughly $900 billion package that would include new stimulus checks, aid to businesses, and help for shipping vaccines. Under intense pressure, both sides are giving on priorities that had been sticking points, including aid to state and local governments and corporate shields for COVID-related lawsuits. President-elect Joe Biden says he's encouraged by the progress, but more will have to be done after he takes office.
It's a down payment.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services says a vaccination program for assisted living and nursing homes will launch Monday with the capacity to deliver thousands of vaccinations a day. In remarks at an Operation Warp Speed briefing, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar said the public can expect even more doses.
For next week, we have allocated another approximately 2 million doses of Pfizer's vaccine for jurisdictions to use. And if Moderna's vaccine is authorized by the FDA in the coming days, we have allocated nearly 5.9 million doses of that product.
Azar said it's important for trusted authorities to take the vaccine in public, especially leaders in racial minorities, to show government confidence in the program. The secretary made his comments after touring a vaccination operation at Georgetown University Hospital in Washington. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. prosecutors said on Wednesday they had charged a Kenyan-born militant with terrorism-related offenses, including conspiring to hijack an aircraft for a 9/11-style attack on an American target. AP's Jim Mustian reports.
Federal authorities unsealed an indictment in Manhattan federal court against Kola Abdi Abdullah, 30-year-old from Kenya, who's accused of being an operative of the terrorist organization Al-Shabaab. The allegation is that Mr. Abdullah went to flight school in the Philippines, obtained a pilot's license, and had been doing research on how to access a cockpit of an airliner, and also information concerning the tallest building in an unidentified U.S. city. Audrey Strauss, the acting U.S. attorney in Manhattan, called it a chilling callback to the 9/11 attacks. He's been ordered held without bond.
That's AP's Jim Mustian. The fugitive widow of an Islamic State gunman and a man described as his logistician have been convicted of terrorism charges in the trial of 14 people linked to the January 2015 attacks in Paris against the satirical Charlie Hebdo newspaper and a kosher supermarket. Wednesday's verdict ends the three-month trial of the 14 people linked to the 3 days of killings across Paris claimed jointly by the Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda. During the proceedings, France was struck by new attacks, a wave of coronavirus infections among the defendants, and devastating testimony bearing witness to bloodshed that continues to rattle France. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has defended his government's plan to ease coronavirus restrictions over the Christmas holidays, despite a sharp spike in infection rates across the country. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Scientists have raised safety concerns about the proposal, which allows three households to form a bubble over the five-day Christmas period. However, in the House of Commons, Boris Johnson stayed firm to the principle, saying families can decide for themselves.
We do think it's absolutely vital that people should, at this very, very tricky time, exercise a high degree of personal responsibility, especially when they come into contact with elderly people, and avoid contact with elderly people wherever possible.
Also, the Prime Minister told lawmakers the first week of a nationwide coronavirus vaccine rollout had gone well, with 138,000 people getting the jab. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A mixed day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials off slightly, but the S&P and the NASDAQ closing higher. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Music and more.
VOA.
One. Yeah.
I like the way you talk. I like the things you wear. I want your number tattooed on my arm in ink, I swear. Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you disappear. Come with me, I swear. I'm gonna take you somewhere warm. You know, j'adore la mer. Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you disappear. Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. But every time I turn around, you disappear.
Driving at 90 down
sell clothes. One works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's brother overdosed. One's already on his second wife. One's just barely getting by. But these people raised me and I can't wait to go home. And I'm on my way. I still remember these old country lanes when we
Nikki Strong, that was Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill. How you doing? Coming up, Surf Mesa, Joss is 685. And here is AJ Mitchell, All My Friends on VOA 1, The Hits.
These rooms got a lot of space. Crowded, but a lonely place. Sitting at a table full of double dates. And everywhere I go, I want to see your face. Pictures, I'm reminded of good times, how we tried it. Don't know how to get you out of my head. I don't have it in me to deny it. Cause everybody knows something I don't. And I wonder how to keep a good thing gone. I'm wondering why. All my friends are falling in love. All my friends are locking it up. Somebody new. And everybody looking like a honeymoon. But all that I've been looking for is me and you. Cause everybody knows something I don't. And I wonder how to keep a good thing going. All my friends are falling in love. All my friends are locking it up. Something I don't. And I wonder how to keep a good thing going. All my friends are falling in love. All my friends are locking it up. They're locking it up. I can't seem to settle down. Cause I'm waiting on you to come around. While all my friends are falling in love. Falling.
New music right here on VOA 1.
Just
Surf Mesa and Emily on VOA 1 The Hits. My name is Nikki Strong. I just saw Jason Derulo perform this track on the final show, the final episode of The Voice for this season. Savage Love. He can dance. Oh, here he is, Josh 685, Jason Derulo, BTS, VOA 1 The Hits.
BTS! Savage Love.
6:45. Maybe I'm barely alive. Maybe you're taking my shit for the last time. Yeah. Maybe I know that I'm drunk. Maybe I know you're the one. Maybe I'm thinking it's better if you drive.
Not too long ago, I was dancing for dollars. No, it's really real if I let you be my mama. You don't want a girl like me, I'm too crazy. For every other girl you meet, it's too gazy. I'm sure them other girls were nice enough, but you need someone to spice it up. So who you gonna call? Cardi, Cardi. Come and rev it up like a Harley, Harley. Why is the best food always forbidden? I'm coming to you now, doing 20 over the limit. The red light, red. Don't play when it comes to my heart, let's get it though. I don't really want a white horse in a carriage. I'm thinking more of white horses and carriage. I need you right here, cause every time you fall, I play with this kitty like you play with your guitar.
VOA1. every time that you say you're gonna leave, that's when you get the very best of me. You know we need it like the air we breathe, air we breathe, yeah.
I love you so much that I hate you. Right now it's so hard to blame you, 'cause you're so damn beautiful.
VOA 1, the hits, 5 seconds of summer easier. We also heard Trevor Daniel with Falling and Maroon 5 with Cardi B, Girls Like You. You know, first she was like, what am I going to get my man for his birthday? I don't know. And then she thought maybe of something X-rated. You know, she got him a Lamborghini, a limited edition one. Yes, she did. I'm Nikki Strong, and this is VOA 1, the hits.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all. In chess, the king can move one space at a time.